your eyes to the skies. It's time for Spaced Out on 95 BFM, thanks to the Stardome Observatory and Planetarium.
Kia ora, Josh. How are we going?
Yeah, kia ora. Good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thank you. All right, space talk. Let's get into it. Now, someone's texted in, actually, that apparently there's a mega meteor shower on tomorrow night. What do you know about this?
Yeah, so the meteor shower, it's called the Delta Aquarids, which is it's a yearly one, so that occurs once a year, which will be roughly peaking from about tomorrow, so basically technically tomorrow morning or into tonight, and that goes for a few weeks, and you can expect to see 20, maybe up to 30 per hour. Wow. But yeah, it's very dependent on the forecast, and I'm just kind of looking out my window right now after a torrential downpour, so not looking too favourable.
Not looking too hot. Oh, dear. Oh, well, yeah. Speaking of rocks, segue into more space rocks. They've found an interesting rock on Mars with spots and veins. What's this about?
Yeah, so this came out just a few days ago, and NASA's been very careful with their wording, but they're basically one of the rocks that one of the rovers Perseverance was looking at shows a few signs of a potential chemistry which could have allowed for life to be occurring on Mars at some point in the past. There are other ways that could explain why the rocks look the way that they do, but yeah, a lot of people have jumped and said that this is probably could potentially be evidence of past life on Mars, which huge if true.
Yeah. I mean, do we have any other, I'm not really super up to date with life on Mars, but do we have any other rocks that have been found or other signals that there's been life on Mars? Like, is that quite a common thing or not at all?
It's not common. I mean, what we have found with Mars and what we find often is the connection to water. So, we've found that Mars had a lot of water. We know where that water was, how long it was on Mars. And, water, of course, is the key ingredient for life. So all of these rovers, they're exploring those places where there were oceans and rivers and lakes and all those things. And they're looking for those potential, past biosignatures of life. But it's a really tricky thing because, rovers can only carry, so many scientific instruments. And, scientists have stressed that these rocks are really interesting and we might actually be able to prove that there was life on Mars. However, we need to get these samples back to Earth because, these rovers don't carry these, massive suites of really, really expensive and complicated equipment. We have that stuff on the Earth. So it's really likely that these rovers might be able to find potential evidence, but yeah, we need to get those rocks back to Earth to really confirm.
So what's the process for getting rock from Mars back to Earth?
Yeah, so this is something that's actually in development at the moment. So this rover, the Perseverance rover, is actually collecting samples and it's sealing them up in these little tubes and it's dropping them off on the surface. And NASA is currently developing their next mission, which they hope to actually go back to Mars, land where those samples are, collect them, and then launch off Mars and then head back to Earth. So it's this very, very complex mission that would take, probably about 4 years to actually complete. So it's something that NASA is working on, but it's going to be probably the most complex mission that they've ever undertaken on Mars.
Okay, so we while until we figure out what the spots and veins actually mean.
Yeah, I think it'll be, at least a decade until we get these rocks back, unfortunately.
Okay, well, spots and veins anyway. Exciting. Less exciting is there's two astronauts that are currently stuck in space.
Yeah, this is an ongoing story. I remember I spoke about this a few months ago now when they actually launched this mission. But there was two astronauts that went up on the Boeing spacecraft called Starliner. Spacecraft has had problems. They found leaks. They found thruster issues. They were only meant to be up there for 8 days, and it's now 55 days later, and they're still up there.
Oh, my God.
They don't have a return date. So, it's a bit of a grey area. NASA and Boeing have been a bit tight-lipped on the whole situation. They're not really sure if that actual capsule will be able to bring them home. But, it's a bit of a PR nightmare for Boeing.
It is a PR nightmare. I mean, I just know, stuck in space for 50 days, I'd be freaking the hell out. But I'm sure they must, in the training for the astronauts, give them, I don't know, mental training for, this kind of scenario, right?
Yeah, and it's not just a physically draining job, it is a mentally draining job, because you're isolated from your family, from your friends. But, astronauts, they're really trained, and these two astronauts have been to space before. And, they've got other people on the space station, so it's not like they're isolated or alone. But yeah, I mean, it would be quite taxing to be away, from everyone on Earth, quite literally. I think I'd like to get home as much as any other astronaut up there. But I guess I'll just, have to enjoy the views for as long as I need to be up there.
Yeah, I mean, I was just reading the article. It's like helium leaks. Like, that sounds pretty serious. You don't really want a helium leak on a spaceship, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, you don't want anything leaking on a spacecraft because, space is so incredibly hard and everything has to go right. And it only takes one thing to go wrong that can, completely jeopardize a mission. So, if NASA finds out about these issues, they're not going to be sending humans back on a faulty spacecraft, So if that happens to be the case and they have to send up, like a rescue mission to actually bring them back, it's going to be such a headache for them. And, really bad for Boeing again, just because, they have problems with their planes on the Earth, let alone their spacecraft in space.
Oh, dear. Yet another PR nightmare. Anywho, we'll finish on a sparkly note. Diamond on Mercury. This is crazy. 10 miles thick. That's crazy.
Yeah. I was just reading about this this morning, but it's one of the old missions, actually. Scientists have been going through data from a mission called Messenger, which orbited Mercury for several years, and they've basically found that they think that under the surface, under the crust of Mercury, there's a really thick layer of compressed carbon, and compressed carbon of course becomes diamond, which they think might be under the surface, which is really incredible to think about, like an entire planet having huge deposits of diamonds under the surface, because that definitely doesn't happen on the Earth. So it would be really incredible if Mercury has all these diamond deposits.
This sounds like it's going to turn into like a really amazing like internet phenomenon, like the planet made of diamond. I feel like, I don't know if this is like really pessimistic and crazy, but does your mind also jump to like, oh my God, is this going to be another planet that humans are going to like exploit and destroy?
Yeah, that's always where you go first, eh? Because there's this resource, so humans going to, mine it. But, I think probably not. Mercury's a pretty horrible planet. It's very close to the sun. The radiation, it would kill you. It's also one of the hardest planets to reach because it moves, so quickly around the sun. So it's also not viable for us to go there. It's also 10 kilometers, 15 kilometers down. So, you're talking about drilling into a planet, and, we've not even drilled that far on the Earth. So they're definitely not, it's not an accessible deposit of, diamonds. Diamonds are actually quite common on Earth. We have this kind of funny construct that diamonds are like rare and precious, but diamonds are extremely common. I mean, all it is compressed carbon, and there's a lot of carbon out in the universe. But it's just as to where we find it. We don't find it much on Earth, so that's kind of what we consider rare, even though it's quite common in the universe.
Right. Well, Mercury knows what she's doing. She's looking after her diamonds and put her guard up. She's saying, no humans over here.
Exactly.
Cool. Thank you so much, Josh. Some very interesting stuff, as always, happening out in space.
Yeah, no worries.
Looking forward to catching up very soon to talk more.
Yeah, cool. Speak to you in a few weeks.
Takite.
Takite.
Control, we are docked. That was Spaced Out on 95 BFM, thanks to the Stardome Observatory and Planetarium.